is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello and welcome to the fourth edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoop Heads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. The roundtable question for April is, at the end of your season, what do you do to reflect on that season and help prepare for the next year? Our coaching lineup this month, John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball, Bobby Jordan, IMG Academy, Nick Legalbo, Lane Tech High School in Chicago, Don Showalter, USA Basketball, John Schulman from the 720 Sports Group, Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, Brian Swift, Warrensville Heights, John Wilkham, the author of Walk On Warrior. You'll want to make sure that you have your pen and paper handy as you hear each of our roundtable coaches share what they do at the end of the season to reflect on that season and help prepare for the next one. John Beck, Pure Sweat Basketball Skills Trainer.
Hey guys, John Beck with Pure Sweat Basketball. Wanted to thank you guys again for having me on the podcast. What would I do to reflect at the end of the season and then help prepare me for next season? First thing, before I did any type of analysis or review of the season, I would just write down all my thoughts. Get it on paper, get it in your phone, write everything you can down. Then I would take 2 weeks off. I mean, no film, no gym, no basketball. Just take time away, clear your mind, get rid of any emotional feelings that you may have had when the season ended. And that would be my assistants, that would be my players. Just take 2 weeks off. Then after that, I would get to work. I would lock in on the film. I would look at all the analytics, the stats. I would start to form a SWOT analysis. I would write down, you know, what our team did really well, what we can improve on, and then a few specific areas that are just some missed opportunities where we could do better. And then I would go back and I would compare that brain dump. You know, I would compare what I wrote down at the end of the season, you know, to what I wrote down after taking 2 weeks off and kind of clearing my mind. I would meet with my staff and tell them to lock in on three things that we can really get better at this offseason, and I would prioritize those things. So you may have 10 things, but you're not going to get better at 10 things in the offseason. So try to pick out three that's the most important, prioritize those things, and then get to work. To help prepare me for the next season, that's kind of what I would do as far as, you know, that reflection, that review. Then I would meet with individual players, and I would ask them the same thing I asked with my, you know, assistant coaches is, hey, we're going to lock in on three things to really get better at this offseason. Try to come up with an understanding of what, you know, you want them to really work on individually to help your team improve. You got better players, self-improvement, you're going to have a better team. And then most importantly, I think a lot of coaches lack in this area is you have to teach them how to improve. There's so many players I work with that they say, Coach, my coach doesn't teach me these things. He doesn't teach me how to improve and how to get better as a player. I mean, we do our team practices and we do some skill work, you know, we'll do bigs and guards, but we don't know how to improve. So you have to teach them how to improve in the offseason. Another thing you can do is have some coaches in your area that are not in your league, you know, guys or girls that you look up to, they're at a bigger school, they're at a smaller school, and I would have them do a scouting report on your team. You know, give them a few game films. That way you can get kind of an outsider's perspective of things that your weaknesses, things that you're good at, and just how somebody would scout you. Really getting an outsider's perspective will help you so much on what you can do better. You can also find a great mentor. You know, whether that's a great high school coach, college coach, NBA coach who has a similar philosophy, and you can go watch them practice. You can get game films. You can go spend some time with them. You can get instructional DVDs. You can also reach out to a skills coach in your area, you know, that their life is helping players improve individually. They can help show you how to improve your players individually. Another thing that I really like, and a lot of coaches have DM'd me around the country, is doing a coach's evaluation, having your players, because what you think sometimes is not what your players think. So whether it's face-to-face, sometimes coaches don't like to do that. They like to do it maybe on paper, but form some type of a coach's evaluation. You know, tell your players, look, this is completely anonymous. We're not going to worry about personal feelings. We're trying to get better as players, as a staff, and as, you know, me as the head coach. I need to get better, so give it to me straight. I think the most important thing you have to do is take a good look in the mirror and know that your players' behaviors, their attitudes, and then ultimately their performance, it goes back to, you know, what's happening in your daily culture with your program. So I like to always say to coaches, hey, look, you're either teaching it or you're allowing it to happen. It's one of those two things. If it isn't productive, those things have to change for you to become the best coach, the best leader that you can be. And if your season went great, just build upon that. I mean, if your season didn't go so well, let that adversity create some opportunities and then get to work. You have to have a plan. I hope this helps answer everybody's question. Hope everyone has a great off season, and thank you guys so much again.
Bobby Jordan, IMG Academy, Bradenton, Florida.
At the end of every season, one thing I always do is I take notes throughout the course of the season. After every practice, take notes on our practice plans and upload them to my computer. I also take notes after every game. Just so I can review after the season and get a feel for, you know, how my players reacted in certain situations, how they competed in certain drills, also what didn't work, what guys didn't really respond to very well, and also look at, you know, through from a scheduling perspective, you know, where we kind of struggled, where I thought guys got worn down, so we can make some adjustments on that end as well. I think it's very important to do that over the course of the year. A lot can come at you during a season. And if you take meticulous notes throughout the course of the year, I think it can really help you be better prepared for next season. You know, from an offense and a defensive standpoint, I think in the off season, you know, you want to do a lot of, you know, research, kind of try to pick up different things. But you also want to be able to adapt to your personnel. You don't want to throw, you know, a certain offense or a defense in that doesn't reflect the players on your team. So I think keeping it simple is a little bit undervalued at times. And then also, I think you still need to grow as a coach and you need to learn a lot more. You don't want to stick to the same thing all the time. But you also have to be open to other ideas. And if you do that in your off season, I think you'll be very well prepared heading into next season.
Nick Legalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick Legalbo from Lane Tech High School in Chicago. This month's question is, at the end of your season, what do you do to reflect on that season to help prepare for the year ahead? One thing that I've really tried to do at the end of our season, after our last game, I really try to spend some time that night to reflect and to feel what this team and what this season meant, what we were able to accomplish, the highs and lows, some of our obstacles, but really think about the relationships, think about the people, think about if the young men that were in our program this year are better because of their time with us, and thinking about their growth, and really spend time reflecting on the individuals and their sacrifices and commitment to us. Because I think that's obviously what this is all about, and I think we forget that sometimes. It's very easy to just automatically, all right, our season ended, let's start thinking about the next year, and we don't spend enough time reflecting on what really worked and about the relationships. So do that, and then the next day I'll try to get some quiet space and start looking at what worked, what we need to improve upon, kind of get a pros and cons list going, and just kind of do an inventory, assessment of our year, and looking at obviously our schedule, our non-cons, were they challenging enough? Was there a good balance? How we fared in conference, things like that. Start thinking about our leadership for the next year, looked at what our leadership looked like this season, and now who we are looking to empower for the next year, and starting to get some notes on what that dialogue will look like in our individual meetings, getting that prepared. And then, again, as mentioned, start looking at our schedule, planning for next year, planning for spring weights and summer ball, and start moving into, you know, the next season preparation. So hope this is helpful. Looking forward to hearing what all the coaches had to say. Thanks again for all that you're doing, guys. Take care.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hey, Don Showalter with USA Basketball. The question for this session is, what do you do to reflect on the season and then prepare for next year? I think there's a couple things that I always felt was really important for me. I'm a big list maker, so during the season I make lists while it's fresh in my mind on the practice schedule. So I go through all the practice schedules and check out the lists that I made about that practice, about that game. And then, with the changes that we make for next year are kind of dependent on what those lists are formulated, how those lists are formulated. I think the other thing, you watch film to prepare yourself for the next year. But also you have to realize you have new players and new kids, so that's going to make a big difference. Then I feel real strongly to attend clinics. I think that if we're going to ask our players to get better in the offseason, we as coaches need to get better in the offseason as well. Thanks, and hope this helps.
John Schulman, president and CEO of the 720 Sports Group and former head coach at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga.
What do you do to reflect upon the season after the season to get better? Number one, you got to get better. I don't care what type of season that you had. You got to get better. You got to improve. It's easy to have urgency when you're struggling. It's not easy. If you have a great year, you rest on your laurels. You got to be Saban-like and continue to get better and continue to work. I think the biggest thing that you need to do is watch tape. I think you watch every one of your game tapes and you take notes. And you take the goods and the bads and what you want to change and what you didn't like and trying to tweak this and trying to tweak that. But I think you watch game tape after game tape after game tape. And the goods and the bads. And watch your game. You don't have to clip it, but watch your game and take what you like and what you didn't like. Then I think the next thing is you watch other games. And you watch, if you're a high school coach, you watch college tapes. If you're watching college, you can always watch the NBA if you're a high school. Take what you like during that off season and try to reflect and see if it fits your team. If it fits your team, then you can put it in. I always think that it'd be pretty good to put something in late spring, spending some time for your summer and making sure that your team, if you want to try something and you want to tweak something, do it in the summer. You want to try a new D, do it in the summer. When the games really don't count, not even really don't count, when the games don't count at all. Remember, no one really gives a rip about your summer record. And so don't go crazy and let's don't be blasting the officials in the summer. Let's work on our kids and work on our team and work on our program and work on our culture. But the best thing to me, reflecting and trying to get better for the next year, is watching your team and watching game tape and trying to figure out what we did well, what we didn't do well. Did we make free throws? Did we do a great job boxing out on the free throw line? Still going back, you go back to the Duke-UCF game, they missed a box out. So are you working on the small things, the special situations? And I think the last thing you do is you make decisions in the summer based on how you want to play for the next year. And I think the biggest one, watching Purdue and Virginia, are you going to foul? Are you going to foul up three? If you are, let's make that decision in the summer when there's no emotion involved. You cannot make that decision in a game. You will second guess yourself. Make it in the summer. Make that decision based on your thoughts and your philosophies. And then you can kind of move on from there. I hope this helps. Thanks.
Joe Stasizian, Director of Unleashed Potential.
Joe Stasizian, Unleashed Potential. So this month's question is, at the end of the season, what do you do to reflect on the season? And what do you do to prepare for the next season? When I was a head high school coach, at the end of the season, I would always call in all the players individually, have individual meetings with the players that are returning and just discuss this past year and how they did and maybe talk about some goals for next year and some things that they needed to work on in the off season to get them ready for the following year and talk about their roles for the next year. I think it's just really important that you talk, discuss roles and where you see them and where you would like to see them for the next season. And that includes like, you know, summer, you know, strength training programs and summer leagues and camps and whether it's AAU that they're going to be participating in or team camps that you're going to go to. I think all those things are laid out early on so they know what to expect in the off season. And then I think the other thing is, as coaches, you have to get together and meet and talk about the things that worked, talk about things that need to be improved on, talk about personnel, who you have coming up through the program. And I really believe that as a head coach, you know, you have to adapt your coaching and what you're going to do each year depending on the players that you have returning. I just think you have to adapt your system to the talent that you have, because I really don't know if you can really run the same thing every year when you have different talent levels of players and so on. So I just think it's really important as coaches that you look back and do some introspection on what you could have done better in the past year and things to improve on, not only, you know, with the varsity program, but in the dropping down to the middle school program and the ninth grade and JVs. I think all those things have to be looked at and try to make them better. Because at the end of the day, if something is not working, you know, you really need to change it. And you really need to, you know, be truth tellers and be honest with yourself as a coach and your staff on some things that you could do better, because we could always improve on something. You know, as a coach, I felt that, you know, I was a learn-it-all. You know, I in the off season, I just felt it was important that the staff attend some clinics, some different things to try to make themselves better as individuals and as a staff. So I think all those things are really important. Thank you.
Brian Swift, head boys basketball coach and athletic director at Warrensville Heights High School in the state of Ohio.
What I do to reflect on the previous season is a lot of times meet with my coaches. But prior to meeting with my coaches to discuss the season, I tend to sit back and just think about some of the things that I did as the head coach, positive, that helped our team, and some of the things that I probably could have done better over the season's time and prior to the season beginning. But what I typically do, I have a postseason coaches meeting with all of my coaches, including my JV, my varsity assistant coaches, and my freshman coaches. And we tend to just reflect on the season. Everyone goes around discussing what their thoughts were on the season, what we could have done better as a staff, and what we could have done with some of our personnel over time. Everybody reflects on what they personally could have done differently, and included, you know, some of the things that they thought each other coach could have or did a great job at. A lot of times, you know, coaches tend to talk pretty much daily, you know, during the basketball season. So a lot of things that we've discussed came up, you know, on a regular basis. So after that, I think we tend to meet with our student athletes, especially the ones that are coming back, talk about the season, talk about what we believe that they can do to improve going into next year. I think that's important, the kids to know what we thought, how they played their role in the previous season, and what we're looking for them moving forward. How can they get stronger? How can they get quicker? How can they work on their individual game? Those are the things we kind of basically do exit interviews, you know, with our athletes that are returning.
John Wilkham, author of Walk On Warrior.
Hey, this is John Wilkham. Wanted to respond to the question of what do I reflect on at the end of the season to help prepare for the following season? I think the first thing that comes to mind is just looking back and appreciating the journey that I went on with my coaching staff, the players, the managers, the parents, all of the good things that happened along with the bad. And first and foremost, just appreciating kind of what went on during that season and what made it special and unique for that particular year. Once I kind of go through that and I guess first just appreciate what happened, I next just turn to what did we actually learn? What did we learn as a group that I might want to change moving forward? What were maybe some of the circumstantial things that I as a coach could have handled differently? how could I have approached maybe certain situations with the players differently as well. So learning from those circumstances and situations. Next, I want to look at just how am I going to address those things in the off season with the players, with the staff, and then what action steps am I going to take from that? Am I going to change certain things as it relates to my summer program? Am I going to focus more on strength and conditioning? Are there certain skill sets that I'm not emphasizing enough as a coach that need to be emphasized? And so those would kind of be the big things. It's just, I guess, first reflecting on just all of the great things that happened, taking some time to learn on what I wanted to improve, and then finally implementing a plan in terms of how I'm going to improve it.
We hope you enjoyed this month's Coach's Corner Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star panel of coaches. Thanks for listening, and make sure you check out all our new episodes on our website, www.hoopheadspod.com, or you can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.